Shannon County, Missouri has their first positive test results for the coronavirus. Few details have been released at this time. We do know the subject is a 27-year-old female. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced Tuesday afternoon Missouri has had 12,291 cases with 686 deaths. Locally, there have been 5 cases in Carter County, 5 in Howell County, 2 in Oregon County, 7 in Ripley County, 11 in Wright County, and now 1 in Shannon County. The Arkansas Department of Health reported Tuesday afternoon there has been 6,180 cases with 119 deaths in Arkansas. There were 2 new cases reported locally, 1 in Baxter County, 1 in Independence County. So far, there have been 8 in Baxter County, 6 in Fulton County, 29 in Independence County, 15 in Isser County, 82 in Lawrence County, 1 in Marion County, 26 in Randolph County, 42 in Sharp County, and 8 in Stone County. Also, Arkansas's leading health official announced Tuesday afternoon that he will leave the job in August. Dr. Nathaniel Smith, the state's health secretary, is leaving the job for a job with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A 13-year-old Houston boy was injured when he was hit by a truck south of Houston Tuesday. The Highway Patrol reports that the juvenile was hit by the truck driven by 68-year-old Gary Sowell of Houston. The juvenile suffered serious injuries and was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. Sowell was charged with misdemeanor DWI and careless and imprudent driving. The accident happened on Lily Road about a mile south of Houston. A man from Lake City was arrested Monday night in Lawrence County after a police pursuit. Lawrence Hubbard was allegedly driving recklessly with no lights through Hoxie when officers tried to stop him. He fled and was spotted later in Walnut Ridge by police. A brief chase ensued through Walnut Ridge. Hubbard crashed the vehicle, then fled on foot. He was arrested a short time later. Hubbard is charged with DWI, felony fleeing, leaving the scene of an accident, reckless driving, no insurance, driving on a suspended license, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass. He also had outstanding warrants and was on parole. He was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. A woman was injured when she was hit by a vehicle as she tried to cross the highway in Lawrence County. Authorities say a 19-year-old was hit when she tried to cross Highway 91 about 5 miles from Highway 63. The woman, whose name has not been released, was flown to St. Bernard's Regional Medical Center. Authorities in Baxter County have arrested a man on terroristic threatening charges. 55-year-old Leroy Mitchell Rowland was arrested late Monday night for terroristic threatening. His bond was set at $10,000. The Oregon County Sheriff's Department and Alton Police are reporting several arrests. A list of those arrests is available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Fulton County has a new judge. Gary Clayton was appointed county judge by the Fulton County Quorum Court on Friday. Clayton replaces Judge Jim Bicker, who was appointed acting judge in January after the resignation of former Judge Jim Kendrick. Clayton is the former mayor of Salem. The Texas County Health Department has announced that the staff and inmates at the South Central Correctional Facility in Licking will be tested for COVID-19 this week. The Missouri National Guard will assist medical personnel with the test. At this time, there are no cases reported at the prison in Texas County. Next Tuesday is Election Day in Missouri, and there are several contested races and hot issues that we'll be watching closely. Today, we take a look at the Howell County ballot. In the city of West Plains, voters will be asked to vote on amendments to the Home Rule Charter and to pick a council person for a 2-year term. The candidates are John Neeson and John Murrell. The Pomona Fire Protection District will vote on a board member for a 6-year term. The candidates there are Larry Rothermich and Keith Satchel. In the Mountain View Birch Tree School District, patrons will pick 3 school board members. The candidates are Eric Wells, Keith Tharp, Shelly Mantell, and Tina Woolsey. The city of Mountain View will choose a mayor. There are 4 candidates on the ballot. They are Paul O'Brien, Donnie Pruitt, John Krasuski, and Clint Elam. Voters in Mountain View will also vote on a $6 million water and sewer system revenue bond. Mountain View voters will also choose a West Ward alderman. There are 3 candidates, Rick Thornton, Tom Poindexter and Punky Stevenson. The Willow Springs School District will elect three school board members for three-year terms. The candidates are Adam Webb, Adriana Mansfield, Amanda Hood, Matt Hobson, and Brent Colley. Willow Springs residents will also elect a Ward 1 alderman. The candidates are Susan Rackley and Reggie Fulbright. Tomorrow, we'll check the contested races in Oregon County. The Couch School will have a tax levy on the ballot on Tuesday. We talked to Superintendent Sherry McMasters about it.
To help with the loss of revenue from tuition, when we lost our Arkansas students, we lost, you know, a great deal of revenue there. The numbers from Gatewood and Lone Star are down, so we're losing money there. And just local and state revenue is down. So we're trying to, for the maintenance and operation of the school district, and hope that the voters get out and vote and let us know what they want.
Again, we will have all the contested races in Oregon County for you in our news tomorrow. Six people died in traffic crashes over the 2020 Memorial Holiday weekend counting period in Missouri. Missouri Highway Patrol troopers investigated 341 crashes with 112 injuries. There were 111 DWIs and 112 drug arrests. Boating statistics include 10 crashes, 7 injuries, with 0 fatalities. There were 2 drownings, and there were 11 cases of boating while intoxicated and 3 drug arrests. Missouri Chamber of Commerce President Dan Meehan says that some businesses will change or close because of the COVID-19 pandemic. He's written a letter to the governor asking for a special session of the legislature to consider lawsuits that may be filed against businesses if they reopen their business.
Even though they try to open responsibly, safely, with PPE, try to follow the CDC guidelines of the state, and we'd just like to have some sort of a temporary, not global, but temporary immunity from lawsuits that could occur from this. We've seen hundreds crop up around the country. The fear of lawsuit is going to hinder our recovery in a big way.
Meehan says employers are fearful they'll be sued.